Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, this is Nick Augustine, and this is the Illinois Professional Licensing Consultants Monthly Healthcare Podcast Interview, sponsored by the Chicago Health Law Litigation and Licensing Firm of Michael V. Fabia and Associates. On this program, we feature a variety of attorneys and experts in many areas of health law litigation practice and everything in the healthcare industry. And today we're talking to Michael Aaron, who's a dental valuation practice consultant and broker focused on how dentists prepare for retirement and a succession plan for the transition and sale of their work and interest in their dental practice. To some of the tips that we're going to talk about today, we'll talk about Progressive Management and Associates, is the dental brokerage firm that Mr. Aaron works with. We'll talk about preparing for retirement, when to start thinking about selling your practice and what steps to take. We'll talk about different types of buyers you might identify well with in advance, and understanding the timeline and process of dental practice valuation leading into sale. Again, I'm here with guest Michael Aaron, who is a management consultant, valuation specialist, and practice broker in the Chicago hospital and healthcare industry. Mr. Aaron is with Chicago's Progressive Management and Associates, the Chicago Dental Practice Brokerage, works with dental specialists in the transition with their private practice. He works with sellers, buyers, and valuation services to keep the transition out of practice in front lane to maximize profits for his clients. Michael Aaron is a colleague with our host, Michael V. Fabia, through the Health Practice Advisors Network Group in Chicago. By way of short disclaimer, this is a general information program, advice shared on our show, does not constitute legal advice, and communication with any attorneys or other guests on the show does not give rise to special relationships. If you have questions, you should contact area code 773-631-4580 for the Fabia Law Firm host of this program. All rights to this broadcast are reserved. It's time to say good afternoon to Michael Aaron.
Good afternoon. Thank you for having me.
Michael, thank you for taking some time to be on the show. Can you tell us a little bit about your background that led you into your current position?
Yeah, so I started about 13 years professionally, 13 years ago as a medical plans officer in the United States Army. I served 11 years, former Army captain, and learned logistics and plans. Then I went on, started a career in the dental practice management field here in the Chicagoland marketplace, and worked with dental centers that had all sorts of specialty and general practitioners working together, collaborating, and ultimately putting quality service in the marketplace.
All right. So with that background, you have a unique perspective on what those of us might otherwise not. When I went to law school, or someone went to dental school, you learn to practice your profession. I know a friend of mine who has, he's been a dentist for a while. I've been out maybe 10 years. And every time I talk to him, his office keeps expanding, growing, and acquiring more and more people. And, the dentists are a unique practice, and the way that I look at them, and that they're some of the professionals who are acutely aware that they have competition. So the opportunity to grow these practices, so much work goes into it, a lot of planning for some. Others, however, may be happy in their solo practice, have a couple people they partner up with, and work their entire lives and build a career within their community. And then at the time when it's time to retire, or it's time to get out of these larger practices, they need someone like you, Michael, to help them along the way. So if you could, in a nutshell, before we dig in deeper, tell us about Progressive Management and Associates and how dental brokerage generally works.
Yeah, absolutely. So Progressive Management was actually founded in 1976. So we have a storied history in this marketplace. Management consulting and transition services, healthcare, but specifically dental. It was actually founded by Bruce J. Lally. And I met Bruce back in 2009 when I first started in dental in Skokie, Illinois. And it just so happened about 13 months ago, Bruce and I entered into a conversation and a partnership. And, you know, I've kind of taken the reins over of Progressive Management, and now I lead the team. In a nutshell, what we do each and every day is provide strategic management consulting services for the individual practitioner, maybe that practitioner that owns one, two, three, four private practices, or even the larger dental support organizations that are gaining more and more familiarity and popularity, you know, in this marketplace and around the country. Those are groups that have 10 practices or more that are doing above $10 million a year in annual revenues. And so we, you know, to go to your earlier points, we'll help that new dentist that's looking to own a practice, maybe that 7 to 10 year business owner, practice owner, to help grow that asset and that practice, or ultimately the transition plan for retirement, that senior practitioner. Go ahead.
No, just go ahead.
No, and we, you know, help out that senior practitioner that's looking for retirement. We had an interesting case earlier in the year. I'm done with the Chicago winter. I want to move to South Carolina. So that's what brings me fulfillment each and every day, is helping people transition in their different stages of life.
Absolutely, or help them move to a better climate. I would say they're welcome to come to Texas, but we're closed. South Carolina is still open. Send them there. You know, all joking aside, when we are sitting down and looking at, any of us in a professional practice have to ask that question, am I wanting to grow this thing and have a shop on every corner, or am I happy to be doing what I'm doing? And, you know, the idea of growth and bringing in all these other people who you might not be able to control, you know, the daily operations of what people are doing can be really intimidating to people. So I know that while we're going to focus today primarily the transition and the sale of these practices, I think it's an interesting question to ask. How do you help someone who is sitting at a table with you and says, you know, Mike, I'm not sure if I'm a candidate to have all these different shops, or should I stay small? I have no idea what I should do. You know, I suppose there's a person who's the right personality fit and has the right background in business and skills, or do they just want to grow and they just say, hey, how do I do this?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, first you got to have that entrepreneurial spirit and that kind of go-to business acumen. What we find a lot is that practitioner that's operating, you know, in the closed operatories and working inside the mouths, they'll know after 3, 4, 5 years of learning their field, whether they truly want to stay, you know, in the trenches, so to say, and work in the and do operative work in the physical plant, or do they like, you know, buying and selling and building practices? And so, you know, we see very few people that actually have that entrepreneurial spirit, but the ones that do, they do it on a big scale. They'll grow from 3 practices to 4 to 5 to 6. There's a great case example in the Chicagoland marketplace where, you know, 6.5 years ago, you know, one of my largest buying clients was working as an associate. Well, now fast forward to, you know, from 2009 to 2017, so 7 years later, they own 18 to 19 practices. So you definitely need to have an entrepreneurial spirit, maybe take additional courses or go to that MBA school. But, you know, I always say, you know, be successful. Find that life balance, whether it's owning one practice, owning 10 practices, or maybe just associateship. You know, you got to find what works best for you.
Right, absolutely. And that's just, you know, you could have a team of people in your ear, and at the end of the day, you have to make that decision. You know, and it's something I thought to ask my dentist friend, you know, when we had when we got together for lunch not long ago. You know, we're both 41 years old. Actually, he might be 39. And we were joking about retirement. When are you going to retire? So, and I know that he could right now because of what he's done with getting himself set up really well. I mean, he's a smart cookie. So Let's say he does want to retire early. Or maybe he decides to stay, someone who's in a practice for a long time, they've got a smaller town, they've built a book of business, they've done, dental work for, generations of people. And now it's time to start selling that practice. They may have their eyes on a few up and comers or maybe someone who works for them already. You're turning over that book of business. For some may just be numbers on a page, but for a lot of people, it may also be, you really care about what's going to happen to your patient, as you have a succession plan to someone else taking the practice over. So when they come to you and it's time to start preparing for retirement and all this, when to start selling their practice, how does this whole thing start? Wait, Tom.
Well, it's never too early to have a conversation with an advisor. And you got to start early and commit to what may be a years long process. And you've just got to understand what your professional, what your personal, and what your financial goals are. We've transitioned clients as early as, 35, 40 years old, and as old as 75. It's never too early to have that conversation. And just because you're selling your practice does not mean that you're ending your career. We transitioned a client earlier right in the beginning of the month. He's 50 years old, and he has a strong 10-year post-sale engagement with that new entity. The times are changing in the private practice world, and in order to compete, you've got to partner. You've got to partner with a bigger group. To not get too technical, but the insurance companies are really running the business of dentistry, and they're the ones making more money off the hard labor of the private practitioner. So it's finding that partnership with that new buyer that can, one, run a business and a practice efficiently, two, negotiate better fee schedules or managed care schedules, and three, invest in the marketing plan, invest in the physical plant, but more importantly, invest in the employees with 401k, full medical and dental benefits, pension plans, et cetera, et cetera. So we don't really sell our services, in the Chicagoland marketplace or around the country. We just solve problems. And we have individual conversations with clients or prospective clients, and we give them a variety or an array of different options. That's where my military background comes in. We were always taught course of action 1, course of action 2, course of action 3. Come up with 3 options, 3 COAs, and maybe course of action 2 and 3 point you back to 1. Or maybe course of action 3 points you to give up number 1 and go to number 2 or 3. The bottom line here is, Nick, is it's never too early to start and have a conversation and build that 5, 7, 10-year strategic plan that maximizes your exit strategy. And I always bucket it.
There you go.
Go ahead.
I like how you said how it can be a 5 to 7 year. I think people listening might say, okay, it's not only a 1 year, because the older we get, a year goes by really short.
Absolutely. I mean, it takes at least 6 months to put a transition plan together. And we use 3-year weighted averages. So if a client wants to retire, say in 6 months, well, I have to go back 3 years and start the valuation process. So if I can start at least 3 years prior, we'll be well ahead of the game.
Mm-hmm. And this is something I have no idea what the answer is going to be on this. How are costs and fees associated with something this? Is this something where I would think about buying or selling, a commercial building where things come out of closing, or do people pay for consult? I suppose if they want practice management things, on the immediate level, there's all sorts of things that practice management and associates can help them with. But I'm just curious, of people listening out there might be one of the first thoughts on their, how are fees and things structured with this?
That's a great, great question. And, I was just reading an article earlier today, it was about Michael Jordan. And even though he was probably one of the best players in basketball in this country, he always had a coach. He always had somebody to advise him. And just as practitioners charge a professional fee, you know, us consultants and professional advisors charge professional fees. A great professional advisor or practice broker will usually try and negotiate the fees, and this is for transition services or ultimately leads to a closing. Those fees are always passed on to that buyer. But, you know, my line has always said, you got to put a fair deal buy in between both the buyer and the seller. So you don't want to, you know, we urge and we recommend don't go in it alone, but, you know, always have an advisor. You know, you'll the return on investment for hiring a strategic advisor or an advisory services firm will pay dividends on valuation and the economic transaction at closing. I'll give you an example.
Please.
Go ahead. I'll give you an example. No, just the client that we transitioned earlier this month tried to go on it and do it on his own. He was getting offers at 2.8, 2.9, 3 million with contingencies. Well, we were able to transact at $4 million plus at the beginning of the year. Now we're talking a larger scale, you know, 20 operatory practice, but because he decided to just reach out, make a phone call, he was able to get, you know, 25% more on the economic transaction and ultimately partner with that right buyer.
You know, it's finding that right buyer that would, you know, I'm just trying to put myself in, again, the shoes of someone looking at a practice. And there's just so many people, unless you're in the industry of the buying and selling of professional practices, there's just so many people you're going to be able to talk to and people who know about these things. I remember, you know, on the other side, you know, over in law, someone who wanted to sell their law practice. There's a family practice out of Arlington Heights. And I can remember talking to the guy. He said, you find someone to buy this for me. But he said, the first thing we got to do is, you know, a valuation thing. And, you know, he knew a couple of people who did that. But it's one thing to be able to put a dollar amount on your past, present, and, you know, your future and goodwill and everything that's involved in that. But you may have one or two buyers. And if that deal goes south, people are sort of left now back at the drawing board and aren't sure, you know, where to go to. So let's talk about the different types of buyers who are out there and how a group like Progressive Management can help people find those buyers. And what types of buyers are these? Are these people who are also in the dental practice industry? Are these people who are just investors in other companies? You know, again, while bottom line is bottom line, that's good. We want to be, you know, have some assurance, I would think, that there's something of a legacy that continues on and it's not all for naught. Or maybe some, maybe for some it's just all about the dollars and cents. But I do think people really would like to hear that we find a good buyer and good things are going to come of it.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I was talking to a prospective client in Denver over the weekend. And he asked the same thing. He says, Mike, how do you differentiate yourself in the marketplace? I said, well, it's simple. It goes back to my earlier comment, course of action. When we're retained by a client, we go in and we do the valuation process, ensure there's standards of uniform standards of practice appraisal. You know, there's probably 10 different ways you can value a practice, but it comes down to what a willing buyer and a willing seller are going to exchange in cash or cash equivalent. And you're right. If a deal goes through and the buyer falls out, the valuation means nothing. So what we've done, which is unique, is we come up with an individual, a husband and wife, somebody that owns multiple practices, and then we bring in that large DSO. We give them 3 to 4 options, and then we get every decision maker in the room and we start receiving offers. So we had a transition that's actually taking place January 3rd of next year. But we had 4 offers in a 2-week period. I mean, it truly is a seller's marketplace right now. And it was that same example. We had an individual, a husband and wife from Connecticut. We had that multi-group practice owner. And then we had that individual. And we were able to transact at full valuation, give that seller the economic perspective of the transaction, But ultimately, it was up to him to choose who he's fundamentally aligned with and who his treatment philosophy is aligned with. And that's how we look at every different transition or every different deal. Economics, fundamental, and philosophical. Because you're right, that owner does want to transition his or her legacy. That owner doesn't just care about dollars and cents. That owner does want a strategic buyer that's aligned with his or her fundamental alignment. And so it's just guiding the client through the whole process, start to finish, and taking a very micro detailed approach to ultimately ensure that the transaction is completed. And that's what we're very, very good at. And that's what we've been doing for 41 years.
Wow. You know, and it's something, you know, I come from law, so, you know, we're not really allowed to buy and sell. It's different. We have different rules on that. It's not the same scale. So, you know, a lot of these things are things that I'm not really that aware of, but it's good to know that that things sort of line up in the way that I was sort of hoping that, you know, this comes down to that when you talk about, you know, their philosophy of practice. I know there are a whole different schools of thought and philosophies in these practice with, you know, dental, chiropractics, another one, all sorts of, you know, things in practice. So it's really good to hear that. So when we're looking at the timeline and process of the dental practice valuation, because it seems to me that would be, you know, the valuation part is a significant, you know, amount of this work. What is involved, and you know, I get, without getting into too much detail, people don't need. I'm just wondering how much time of the dentist and the professionals involved is needed for that dental practice evaluation. And I'm, you know, my approach is coming from law, thinking, trying to explain the value of, you know, goodwill in the community, and when, you know, the likelihood of new customers coming in and all this. It sounds to me, you know, valuing anything is a very an arduous task at the slightest.
Yeah, absolutely. There's an art, science, and just good luck when it comes time to, you know, knowing the right time to sell your practice. So there's four basic points. The first basic point is start 3 years ahead of the game. As a valuation specialist, or if you retain an accounting firm to do a formal business valuation or practice appraisal, they are going to go back at least 3 years. So it's 2017 now. They'll look at 2016, 15, and 14. And they're going to use those income drivers, those expense drivers, to put a value of what your practice is worth. So one, you want to begin years in advance from when you expect to retire. Two, even as a new or mid-career dentist, take the time to consider an exit strategy. This will help maximize value and ROI, return on investment, and make the transition work better for you, your family, and your employees. But third, and probably the most important, is don't cut your hours when you're getting ready to retire. This will help you from preventing, this will help you to maximize your transaction. And so, you know, it does not hurt to have a free consultation with a practice broker or a practice management advisor. Start early and just get ahead of the game. Have somebody in your court.
Okay. So could take about 3 years. What does it look like when progressive management or yourself works with a dentist? Sit down, and what type of information is discussed?
Yeah, so not to get too technical, but what we'll do is we'll study everything fundamentally and technically about that business. We'll have an analyst come to your practice, dig into all the practice management software reports, and first we start with a confidentiality agreement. We'll start you got to do HIPAA. You know, you start with an engagement, a scope of work, and then ultimately it's to a seller agency agreement. But we're combing through all the production by procedure code reports. We're looking at the employee census. We're looking at the health of the office. We're looking at tax returns. We're doing an on-site observation. We're doing an interview with the practice owner. We're probably doing so much due diligence and disclosure, but from our perspective, from Progressive Management's perspective, we're packaging up the office as if we're going to invest our own dollars in the deal. And then we present it to prospective buyers. It's a complete 25 to 30 page report, valuation report. And then we've got all that data housed in, you know, bank encrypted, you know, share file, Citrix reports, and to where, you know, we can have everything presented to the prospective buyer. Remember the options, the individual, the husband and wife, the multi-group owner, or that DSO. And that's how we're able to get 2, 3, 4 offers immediately. I believe we haven't gone, we haven't taken a client under contract. It's within 27 days they're receiving their first offer, and usually we're receiving it within the first couple weeks. So we take the pain out of gathering all the reports. We send an analyst to do the interviews, gather the reports. It takes about 2 to 3 weeks to put together all the information. And then we meet with the client outside of office hours, of course, and patient hours, and have that confidential conversation of here's what your practice is worth. We already have buyers lined up ready to transact. We've got partners ready to transact.
There you go. So I have my, when I do all these programs, especially with Mike Fabia's team and everyone in the healthcare industry, I have my, you know, phantom dentists in the background here with their hands raised, and their fictitious questions involve, what about malpractice? What if a malpractice claim comes, you know, 3 days after I close on this deal? What about insurance companies? How are they involved in this? And what about an attorney? Do I need to get an attorney for all this, sort of that, like a real estate attorney to close a deal like this if I'm selling my practice? So just a few random questions out there. Maybe these are Mike Fabia questions. Not sure, just things that I know could come up.
Absolutely. And that's why we're not brokers. We're truly advisory support services firm. When we are analyzing the practice fundamentally and technically to gear up for transition, I'm asking that client those questions. Who's your contractual attorney? What are you going to do with the proceeds of the sale? Do you have a Series 7 financial advisor? Is the sale qualified to where we need an estate planning attorney, where these monies are going to grow for generation after generation? Do we have the insurance representative so we can have that tail coverage after you sell your practice? I mean, we look at everything from an advisory support perspective. You know, let's bring the wife in at the table too. Let's bring, you know, the seller's daughter who's an attorney, anybody who's going to participate on the deal, that CPA. And that's where we take a complete full perspective approach to make sure we've got all our I's dotted, all our T's crossed. What are the pitfalls that could come through from everybody's perspective? And that's where we differentiate our services. Again, I do it as if I'm the one that's built 20 years, building the lion's share of my assets. I want it to go to a good partner, a great buyer, somebody that I like and respect. But ultimately, that's going to what? Clear on the transaction. It's going to put the money in my bank account. And that's all we're doing.
Right.
We don't sell services. We solve problems.
Absolutely. You know, and exactly. I hope this buyer does well and continues a legacy. And I hope that everyone goes to a nice dinner when the deal is finally done and closed and move on. Because what I've gathered in this short 30 minutes that we've talked is that there is so much that goes on here. These deals are huge. They take a lot of time to put together. It's really an amazing thing. And I want to thank Mike Fabia for being the host of this program, and for you know, all the people in the Health Practice Advisors Network. There's such a dynamic amount of people there who really do everything from soup to nuts in the healthcare industry. Michael Aaron from Chicago's Practice Management Associates, I want to thank you so much for giving some of your time to be on the program today.
Thank you, sir.
All right. And if anyone wants to follow up, a good email for you, sir?
It's going to be info@pm-chicago.com.
Right. And for a phone number to follow up on this program and any information discussed today for the healthcare and licensing and litigation firm in Chicago, Michael B. Fabian Associates. Telephone number is 773-631-4580. Again, 773-631-4580. Of course, as I always remind people, when you find great information like this that might help your friend or neighbor, whether you find it on LinkedIn, Facebook, or Twitter, go ahead and share that information with people, because you never know who is looking for exactly what we have and discuss on our show. So, again, I want to thank Mike Aaron for being our guest today and for all of our listeners. This is Nick Augustine for Illinois Professional Licensing Consultants. Have a great day. Bye-bye, Mike. Thank you again.
Thank you. Bye.